can see.
If I say, don't come near me,
you know, not to come near me, but if I would say, come over here, I want you to come to me, I want you to come to me, so that means I want you to come, which way then?
To me.
What about towards me?
Towards me. If you saw someone you have not seen for quite a while, you might say, this morning I
saw my friend that I hadn't seen in a long time.
All right, what's another way of saying that? If you met someone past of saying I met him, you might say I ran
into a friend.
If a child is given the same name that his father has, you might say they named
Junior.
That child Junior. All right, so they would name him what then? Like his father.
Name him after his father. For his father. Certainly after him. We all know that.
Your little dog, what do you call him?
Tippy.
Tippy. And what kind of animal is he?
He's a chihuahua.
He's a chihuahua, but what?
Dog.
He's a dog.
If you wanted your dog to, you know, attack
me.
Come here.
What would you say to him?
Come and get
me. I don't want to attack me. All right, you'd say, come and get me, or what else would you say?
I would say,
seek him.
That's what we said.
All right, what's another one? You would call him to what?
No, call him.
Call him to me and say, get him.
No, call him to me. I'm talking about you. So you would say, you would call him to do what?
Bite him. Go bite him.
All right, or to
attack him.
If he's not like Tippy, that he's a little chihuahua, he's like Buffy, my little dog, and he's, you know, just a mixture of a dog, what do you call that? Just, you know, just a little straight hog you see walking along the street.
If the dog liked to bite,
you say the boy was blanked by the dog. If someone insisted on going inside the fence where a watchdog was kept, you might say, you better watch out or you'll get...
Bite you.
That dog will bite anyone. Yesterday he blanked the mailman.
He bit the mailman.
The mailman had to go to the doctor after he got...
There's a herd of cattle. What do you call the male?
What do you call a female? All
right, what do you call the whole thing, you know?
All right, what do you call all the whole thing, you know, the bull and the female?
A herd of cows.
All right. What are the two animals? They're not horses, but what are the two animals that are used to drive carts sometimes? They look like horses, but they're not
mules.
When there are two of them, you say you have a what?
A couple of mules.
A couple or
a team. A team of mules.
What about a pair of mules?
Well, a pair, yes.
But usually, team is
what
you
said. We said team. You could say any of it. Either of it.
All right, when a little female, when a little cow is first born, what do you call it?
Calf.
Is that male or female, or is it just?
It could be either one.
How do you describe it? When you say, my cow is going to blank, you know,
give birth to a calf.
Is there any other way? Is there any other way? In other words, if you had a cow by the name of Daisy, expecting a calf, you might say, Daisy is going to
have a calf.
Have a calf. Would you use anything like drop a calf or find a calf? Have you ever used any of those? What do you call a male horse?
Well,
what do you call a female horse? And what did you call, you know, like, again, a group of horses?
Male and female. That's
a brood.
A brood, alright. Can you think of now the word for male, for the male horse? He's a wild horse.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.